What is holiness? To better understand transformation through worship, let's first examine the meaning of holiness, since that is the trait of God's nature that Jesus focuses on in this section of the Lord's Prayer. As often as holy is used as a worship expression, it is too seldom understood. We tend to think of holiness as an external characteristic, such as a meditative expression, an organ-like tone of speech, or a certain style of garment. This restrictive view causes many of us to feel intimidated or disqualified because we feel we do not have the necessary external traits of holiness to earn God's pleasure. Others consider holiness to be a stern, forbidding trait of God's nature, a sort of attitudinal barrier on God's part, an obstacle created by His flaunting His perfection in the face of our weaknesses and sins. This, too, is incorrect. Simply stated, holiness is shown in the Bible as relating to God's completeness. That is, God's holiness acknowledges that He is complete. There is nothing lacking in His person, and nothing needs to be added to make Him enough. This meaning of holiness holds a promise. Because God's holiness is complete, and because it is His nature to give, He wants to share His holiness with us to complete us. His holiness, then, is not an obstacle to our acceptance, but rather a resource for our completion and fulfillment as persons. God is ready to pour Himself into us, to complete those areas of our lives that are lacking or unholy because of our sin. As we open ourselves through worship to this desired work of God, we will find His holiness and wholeness overtaking our unholiness. His personal power in response to our worship will begin to sweep away whatever residue remains from the destruction caused by our sinful past. As we approach Him in worship-filled prayer, a spiritual genesis begins to take effect. The traits and characteristics born in us when we became part of God's family will begin to grow, making us more and more like Him. Just as surely as physical traits are transmitted to us by our earthly parents, so the nature and likeness of our Heavenly Father will grow in us as we learn and grow in our worship of Him. This truth is reflected in the command, "Be holy, for I am holy." Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, which holds a promise of holiness and completeness. This edict is not so much a demand that we stretch ourselves through self-produced devices of holiness, as it is God's guarantee that His life in us will become increasingly evident and powerfully transforming. So in teaching us the Lord's Prayer, Jesus calls us into the Father's presence to give the Father the opportunity to remake us in His likeness. That is transformation, a transformation that allows God to extend His kingdom through us. And this personal dimension of transformation is only the beginning. Beyond the power of worship-filled prayer to change us, it can also achieve a remarkable impact on others. In instructing us to enter the Father's presence with worship, Jesus points the way to a faith that can transform all our lives and the lives of those whom we encounter. He says, "Since God is your Father, let your worship in His presence make you more like Him. And as you do, His working in you will affect those around you." Let's enter His presence with